Hallelujah. Let's learn something from a story in the Bible. Let's just learn a principle there. Let's read Genesis 31, the story of Jacob. Jacob. Jacob was an Igbo man. He gets sense. Business sense. And this sense was given to him by God. People don't know that the most enterprising people on earth are Igbo people. Is there any tribe that will go to a place where they don't know him? He will go there and take over that place. Where there is a king there, he himself, he will go there again and become a king. Eze Ndigbo, Lagos. That sense is from above. Praise the Lord. That's why they think they are black Jews. Jacob was an Igbo man. If you like, go and quote me. Say, I talk so. Chapter 31, let me just see if we can learn something. A few minutes here before we go. Now we know the story of Jacob by the time we come to chapter 31. He had served. He ran away from his enemy Esau. Of course, he was paying for his sins. He had to run to his uncle Laban and became a servant there. And he wanted to marry one of his daughters. What was the name of the woman he wanted to marry? Rachel. So he was given a condition: you will serve 7 years to get her. But Rachel is junior to Leah. But it is Rachel Jacob loved. And Leah, he said, you serve 7 years. Praise God. And when it was time for him to receive his wife, Laban said no. They brought Leah instead of Rachel. We know the story. And Jacob said, Abba, see the person I served for. He said, here this culture, the senior, praise the Lord. The senior, the junior cannot marry before the senior. So if you want, unless you marry the two of them, you want Rachel now serve 7 years. You see why I say that Jacob was an Igbo man? That is where Igbo people get the tradition of serve master. I think it's always 7 years. 6 years, 7 years, isn't it? Many of you served. You served now. Everybody, you serve. Every big oga for Igbo land is a trader. You know, he served one master. He learned all the crookish things in the business from his master. Praise God. Anyway, as the bride of Jesus Christ, we know that revelation. Rachel and Leah is the bride of Jesus Christ, the Gentile church, and Israel. You serve 7 church ages to get the Gentile church, then go again the remaining 1 week, 7 years for Israel, and then he carried the two and come into the kingdom. That is what that story is all about. But for well-being, we can also learn something from there. So the story goes, amen. The man was prospering in the house of Laban. And he became so blessed that the children of Laban, they got jealous. So let's read it from verse 1, Genesis chapter 31. And he heard the words of Laban's sons, saying, Jacob had taken away all that our father, all that was our father's. And of that which was our father's, had he gotten all this glory. But they don't know the secret of how he was prospering there. Because they had an agreement. And Jacob beheld the countenance of Laban, and behold, it was not toward him as before. And the Lord said unto Jacob, the Lord himself, God, said unto Jacob, return unto the land of thy fathers and to thy kindred, and I will be with thee. That is, thus said the Lord, I will be with thee. And Jacob sent and called Rachel and Leah to the field unto his flock. Because by this time, Jacob now had his own flock, had his own wealth. And you will soon know how he acquired them. And said unto them, I see your father's countenance that is not toward me as before. That is, it's not finding favor again before the father. But the God of my father has been with me. And you know that with all my power, I have served your father. Point number one. When you are in service, be faithful. Be faithful. I think it's 1 Corinthians chapter 4. Let's read it before we come back here. Concerning service. Verse 1 and verse 2. 1 Corinthians chapter 4. I hope that's the scripture. We are here for breakthrough. 1 Corinthians chapter 4, verses 1 and 2. Listen to what Apostle Paul is saying concerning this. Let a man so account of us as of the ministers of Christ. Praise God. As of the ministers of Christ and stewards of the mysteries of God. Then he came with a general principle in verse 2. He says, moreover, that is where I am going, it is required in stewards that a man be found what? A man be found what? Faithful. That's the first principle we want to learn here as we read this story. Then we close. Without faith, without revelation, it's impossible to please God. See, faithfulness. A man, a woman that is faithful, serving somebody, even if the person is wicked, and you are serving it because you are a Christian, especially because you are a Christian, forget it. Amen. Always remember that your blessing will not come from that man you are serving. If you have a testimony that you serve him faithfully, hallelujah. Listen, if you are faithful serving anybody, if you are faithfully serving anybody, there is nothing that person can do to stop your progress. There is a reward in being faithful. Whether it is in the ministry, ministry on is worst. And it's very difficult to find faithful ministers. And when we say faithfulness here, yeah, it's not faithfulness to a man, faithfulness unto your call. Very difficult because we have too many distractions, too many ministrations, too many attractions to make you act the way some of them act all around the world. But I'm here, this is a breakthrough program. This is a prosperity program. I'm saying it. And there are too many examples. I am picking one example now, Jacob. There's even another example again, Joseph, that we all know. He will have been there in that house, sleeping with that woman. And that woman will be giving him small copper, shishi. But you know what? He will have remained a slave forever. Staying in that house and servicing that woman every day. And will be tied the day. Because one day, you must be caught. But he remained faithful until Jacob's own is even, small. What's his name? Joseph's own is even a better example. Joseph remained faithful until he told the woman, "My master trusts me. I cannot betray that trust." He handed over everything to my care except you. Why will I betray him? And a false allegation was laid with evidence of the clot. Praise God. With evidence. But God was with Joseph. God is always with the innocent. Praise God. Whether you are a house help, house girl, house boy, driver, I don't know what it is again, gate man, whatever it is in that house, be faithful. Be faithful. Do what it is your duty to do. And we saw the end of they took him to prison with false allegation. Told him that he was with there forever, but his God was with him. Amen. Confirming all things work together for good to them that love God. And if you love God, keep my commandment. If you love me, that's what the Bible says. Those that love God, it's not with mouth. The life they live speaks of their love for God. And when you love somebody, you don't want to do anything that will hurt that person. So that word, to them that love God, is all encompassing. Amen. Faithfulness. There are many of us here that what we are suffering from, we are suffering from insincerity, unfaithfulness to where we are now. And you're thinking that you are being smart. There is no money that you get by. No wealth that is ill-gotten that prospers anybody. There is always wahala attached to it. There is no peace. You steal your master's money. You are serving him, and then you are cutting corners and collecting money, and you are thinking that you are being smart because you think that when you finish, the man will not settle you as required. It's because you are depending on the man to settle you instead of depending on God to settle you. And I can tell you two more examples before I come back to Jacob. In this same Bible, we have the story of Mordecai, a gate man. Who was at the gate? His job there is to protect the king at the gate. Instead, he was overhearing other security men planning how they would kill the king. And you say, now, I'm a boy, he did. It's not I'm a boy, he was doing his duty. He went and reported, though. He was doing his job. Reporting is part of his job to protect the king. And it looks as if he has been forgotten. But lie, there is a God that rewards faithfulness. And we saw the end of Mordecai, and we saw the end of those enemies. Praise the Lord. I give you another living example. I said this one. Can I remember his name? Because I met him personally in Togo. is one of the richest Nigerians doing business in Togo. It's one of the biggest source of this okrika that they smuggle here. It's the biggest merchant of it there. I have met him years back. He's in the business of sponsoring programs. Somebody told him about me, invited me to Togo. And we had a program there years back before this church started. And he was telling me, he said he served his master for so number of years. And when the year reached, the man started looking for a way to, so that they will fight. He said he stood before the man and told him, I served you faithfully. And the God that created me is witness that I served you without one kobo cheating you, other than what you yourself gave me. And I have no savings anywhere. He said the man gave him 200 naira. What is it? That is 200 naira equivalent. It's 200 naira because here in Nigeria it happens. He said that day he cried and sent him away. He cried, he cried, he cried. Till the next day, he came to the church. He said it's Assemblies of God church. He told me, he said he came and dropped the 200 naira at the altar and cried. Is it a crime to be honest? Is it a crime to be faithful? God that judge everything. I served this man faithfully, and this is what he's rewarding me with. After 8 years or so, this is it. In Nigeria here, he said he dropped it and left the money at the altar and left the church. And he was telling me, now see where he is without borrowing money from anywhere. This is our God. He rewards faithfulness. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Verse 6 again. And you know that with all my power, I have served your father. And your father has deceived me. And changed my wages. He changed the wages. Changed the agreement. How many times? We're not reading together. How many times? 10 times. But God suffered him not to hurt me. That is, did not allow him to hurt him. If he said thus, the speckle shall be thy wages, then all the cattle bear speckles. Oh, glory be to God. And if he said thus, the ring strength shall be the higher, then bear all the cattle ring strength. Thus God had taken away the cattle of your father and given them to me. Somebody here, the wealth of your master, God will take it and give it to you. I said the wealth of your wicked master. The wealth of your wicked master. God will take it and give it to you. That amen is not a faith-filled amen. I'm prophesying over you. As long as you remain faithful. Verse 10. And it came to pass, at the time that the cattle conceived, this was the wisdom that God was giving Jacob. He's narrating it to his wives. That I lifted up my eyes and saw in a dream, and behold, the rams which lived upon the cattle were ring-streaked, speckled, and grizzled. And the angel of God spake unto me in a dream, saying, Jacob. And I said, here am I. And he said, lift up now thy eyes and see. All the rams which live upon the cattle are ring-streaked, speckled, and grizzled. For I have seen all that Laban doeth unto thee. I am, you see, what did God say? For I have seen all that Laban doeth unto thee. Anybody serving a wicked master or mistress, know it. God is seeing all your master, your mistress is doing unto you. He's seeing it. Have that confidence. He's seeing it. I am the God of Bethel, where thou anointest a pillar, and where thou vowest a vow unto me. Now, arise, get thee out from this land, and return unto the land of thy kindred. Because there he made a vow. Where I am going, if you prosper me, I will come back to this same spot in Bethel and offer you a sacrifice. If you prosper me. When he was on his way to Laban, God is quick to take note of your vow. That's the power of vow. And Rachel and Leah answered and said unto him, is there yet any portion or inheritance for us in our father's house? Are we not counted of him strangers? For he has sold us and has quite devoured also our money. Mm-hmm. For all the riches which God had taken from our father, that is yours, that is ours and our children's. Now then, whatsoever God has said unto thee, do. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Then Jacob rose up and set his sons and his wives upon camels. And he carried away all his wealth, his cattle, and all his goods, which he had gotten, the cattle of his getting, which he had gotten in Padan-Aram, for to go to Isaac his father in the land of Canaan. And Laban went to share his sheep, and Rachel, take note, verse 19, and Laban went to share his sheep, and Rachel had stolen the images that were her father's. And Jacob stole away unawares to Laban the Syrian, in that he told him not that he fled, because he just took up without informing Laban. So he fled with all that he had, and he rose up and passed over the river and set his face towards the Mount Gilead. And it was told Laban on the third day that Jacob was fled. And he took his brethren with him and pursued, take note also, pursued after him 7 days' journey. See how far Jacob had gone before he started pursuing him. And they overtook him in the Mount Gilead. But something happened. And God came to Laban the Syrian in a dream by night and said unto him, take heed that thou speak not to Jacob either good or bad. Then Laban overtook Jacob. Now Jacob had pitched his tent in the mount, and Laban with his brethren pitched in the mount of Gilead. Let me continue this reading. And Laban said to Jacob, what hast thou done, that thou hast stolen away unawares to me, and carried away my daughters as captives, taken with a sword? Wherefore did thou flee away secretly and steal away from me, and did not tell me, that I might have sent thee away with might and them, with sons, that is, with a party? Verse 28. And hast not suffered me to kiss my sons and my daughters. Thou hast now done foolishly in so doing. It is in the power of my hand. Satan is a liar. It is in the power of my hand to do you hurt. Because you are a servant, Abi. You are a master, he is a servant. But the God of your father spake unto me yesterday, saying, take thou heed that thou speak not to Jacob either good or bad. When you go there, just no talk nonsense there. And now, though thou let need be gone, because thou so longest after thy father's house, yet wherefore hast thou stolen my goods? That is my emphasis. That is where I am going to emphasize. And then we close. God warned him, if you go there, amen. Praise the Lord. God warned him, warned Jacob. I mean Laban. You are chasing after him now. Touch not my anointed. Touch not my anointed. Touch not my anointed. Laban, when you go there, go and close your mouth. Did Laban disobey God? No, he didn't disobey God. Amen. Amen. The only reason he said he came for was that he had his property with him. He stole his goods. Therefore, even though God is saying, don't touch him, I will come after you. This is the problem we have, most of us. Satan has no power over us. But he is called the accuser of the brethren. He has no power whatsoever. The power he has over us has been broken on the cross on Calvary. He cannot pursue us anymore. He cannot come after our business. He cannot come after our progress. He has no right to go ahead of you to stop that interview, stop you getting success. He has no right. No right. I say it again. He has no right. The right has been taken away on the cross on Calvary. But why is he still pursuing you? Check around you. Check around you. Look around you. Look at the lifestyle you have. Is there anything he's accusing you as a reason to keep frustrating you? The story of Jacob and Laban is something we can learn here. Why are demons finding comfort in your company, in your house? Why will a demon come and make their abode in your house? When the Bible says, the angel of the Lord encamp round about us. Where is that angel that wakes you to pray when it's time to pray? Where was that angel that day or that time when that spirit came to press you, you could not shout. Amen. Be sincere with yourself. Be sincere with yourself. Hallelujah. Check your life. It may not be you. It may be somebody staying with you. It may not be you. You have searched your life. You live clean. What of those around you? What of those living with you in your own compound, your own apartment where you live? If there's nothing there to attract that spirit, you need only one night of prayer. You will never come again. They will always try to come. I told you my own. That spirit that used to come and press and press and press and press. Press me all through as unbeliever. I gave my life to Christ for 6 months. It didn't come. As unbeliever, I used to come almost every night. And here am I now. 6 months, I gave my life to Christ. It didn't come. Then one day, he was about to come and pressed me as usual. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. He was about to press me again. And I jumped up. That angel was the one that woke me up. That was the first time God allowed me to see that spirit, the human being. I saw the last 3 steps. Back up. I went through the door out. And I stood up. And I was saying, this was my prayer. You were doing this thing to me years back. For years. Now you enter here. Is it the same me you know now as I was before? Is it the same me you knew before that I am now? I was angry in the spirit. I felt this nonsense. Before you feel like that, you know who you are. Amen. I remember, I will never forget that night. And I said, Well, I just, if I say, let that leg paralyze, it will paralyze. If I say, let that person that enter here die, I knew he would die. The anger that was with me, I paced around my room, one corner, I paced again, out of anger, wondering what to say. How will I pray this prayer? How will I? I will never forget it. I stopped. I don't say anything. I say, come back again. And I slept from that day. I'm talking about 1990 till now. You don't come again. How can you come? Come and do what? A jam fire. It's something knowledge does. I was reading a woman. I was reading a story of a woman that was very, very prayerful and had the children. He said, well, one of the children was giving this testimony. I read somewhere. He said their mother was so prayerful, was so spiritual, believed so much in holiness, living a clean life, until, he said, when they smuggled any of these funny pornographic magazines into the house, he said, the woman, when she comes back from work, as she's entering the house, she'll say, I perceive something in this house. Something that should not be in this house has entered. I'm smelling uncleanness. I am smelling. The house is smelling. The house is smelling. Come on, what is it? What did you people bring in here? Begin to search. She will search everywhere. Open mattress. Open everywhere. And then they will see the magazine. They will now go and burn it with the fire. So sensitive. They were giving us testimony of their mother. How sensitive she was. There is a way you live your life and you are so connected to God that the presence of evil, you will sense it. You become uncomfortable. It is God dealing with you. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Rachel took one of the idols of the father. Hid it. We know the remaining story. Even when they sat, because Jacob was so sure he didn't carry anything. He said, search anything you see that I took from you. Anything you want to do, do it. We know the story. The woman, Rachel, took the thing and sat on it while Laban was searching everywhere. He said, stand up now. He said, she did do her menses. So she cannot stand up. Meanwhile, she sat on it. If you read the remaining story. But my emphasis is that when God has set you free, you are free indeed. The only reason Satan will come after you is if you have his property. There are things the Holy Ghost keeps telling us generally as part of the entire message, and to you in particular. He will tell you, don't keep this, especially women. All those things they rob, all those things they put on their head, all those funny, funny things they put around. God will tell you, every commandment God gives you, he doesn't bother to explain why he tells you not to do it. He doesn't even tell you why you should do it. He gives a commandment. If you obey, you enjoy it. If you disobey, you suffer. After all, now you go cry, they come back again. The devil has no power over us to stop us from prospering. One, if we are faithful. Two, amen, that you don't have any property of the devil. Christians, amen. Christians, God does not want us to place our faith on any object. It is idolatry. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. So let's read the story of Jacob and we close. And Jacob, Laban went back. I want you to note, if you serve your master faithfully and he wants to do anything to harm you, God will go to him and stop him. Me, I believe that God did it for me. Because when one church near us was fighting us, there was one prayer point I kept praying. I said, Lord, like you did in the matter of Jacob and Laban, go to that man of God and reveal to him that I am your son. And that he should take me as his brother, not his enemy. After all, Cain is a brother of Abel. Are they not brothers? Although he is Cain. That was all my prayer. If you are serving a wicked master, wicked madam, wicked mistress, pray this prayer, Lord, I am serving him faithfully. Therefore, reveal to him and stop him from maltreating me. God will do it. Because Jacob didn't even pray that prayer, but his testimony caused God to go and talk to the enemy. Hallelujah. And then something happened. Praise the Lord. Well, anyway, he left and went back. Ran for 7 days journey for nothing. 7 days again to come back home, and he could not touch the Lord's anointed. Oh, glory be to God. Hallelujah. Now, see it now. That is the reason why by the time we come to chapter 35, listen, let's read the story from verse 1. And God said unto Jacob, arise, go up to Bethel. The journey, they are still continuing the journey. Go up to Bethel and dwell there, and make there an altar unto God that appeared unto thee when thou fleddest from the face of Esau thy brother. That is, go and fulfill your vow that you made to me. Then Jacob, see, the next thing now, they are going to move again. The next thing Jacob said, then Jacob said unto his household and to all that were with him. What did he say? Put away the strange gods that are among you and be clean and change your garments. Because he knows why Laban pursued him was because there was something strange. He must find that out later. And let us arise and go up to Bethel. And I will make an altar unto God who answered me in the day of my distress and was with me in the way which I went. And see the strange things they gave. And they gave unto Jacob all the strange gods. That is, all those idols. Anything strange, that is, anything that should not be found among unbelievers is strange. And they gave unto Jacob all the strange gods which were in their hand, and all their what? What? Sister, what did they drop? You go talk, Amo. You don't want to talk. What did they drop, sisters? What did they drop? Say it again. Very loud. Very loud. Touch your ear and say it. What did they drop? That means in Israel, earring is not part of their dress. It's an earring which were in their ears. And Jacob hid them under the oak which was by Shechem. And they journeyed. See it now. And they journeyed. Now they journey now. And the terror of God was upon the cities that were around about them. And they did not pursue after the sons of Jacob. Oh. Why are they always pursuing me? Why are they always pursuing me? They send a foundational cause, a foundational problem. How many times? But you have gone for deliverance now. Why your own the foundational problem? No, they break. There is something you have not dropped. There's something that is still linked to that your foundation that is still linked with you. It's either in your compound where you live, so you should pray that God should expose it. Oh, it is right there with you where you kept it. You have the picture of TB Joshua in your house. You have the picture of Jeremiah in your house. Your idol is Pastor Moses. That's why his picture is your profile picture. It's Nahim. Anytime you take your phone, now Moses, Pastor Moses, then you go see him.
Your God will be my God.
Your God will be my God. Your God will be my God because you don't have God. Now only Moses get God. You are an idol. You will never receive deliverance. You will never, never receive deliverance. Oh, praise God. You will never have the breakthrough you are looking for. As a spirit, God does not share his glory with any man. So carry Pastor Moses' picture and hang by your bedside. You are an idol worshiper. The presence of God will never be there. Never be there. If you see any light that enter there, I'm telling you, it's Satan disguising as an angel of light. He's a demon. You hang that picture, you let them finish. And the voice said, my daughter, I have come. I have come. You know what? The voice will be the voice of Pastor Moses. So that you will know that that idol now he come. Don't be God. Amen. Just learn something. Satan has no right again after us. For whom the Son of Man sets free is free indeed. And he set us free at the cross on Calvary. Water and blood came out before he gave up the ghost and shouted, it is finished. Blood is the price of redemption that he used to pay for our redemption. He purchased us with his blood. And he came that we might have life and have it more abundantly. That is what that water is all about. If there is any group of people that should prosper on earth, we should be the ones that should prosper. And our prosperity comes by grace. So we don't struggle. The only thing we have to do is just live a faithful life. That's all. Live a prayerful life. That's all. Live a holy life. That's all. That still stands today. Touch not my anointed and do my prophet no harm. That statement is still there. Praise the Lord. I think that is Psalm 105. Psalm 105. That scripture still stands. He said, let me read from verse 7. He is the Lord our God. His judgments are in all the earth. He has remembered his covenant forever. The word which he commanded to 1,000 generations. Which covenant he made with Abraham and his oath unto Isaac. And confirmed the same unto Jacob for a law and to Israel for an everlasting covenant. Saying, unto thee will I give the land of Canaan, the lot of your inheritance. When they were but a few men in number, yea, very few and strangers in it, when they went from one nation to another, from one kingdom to another people, he suffered no man to do them wrong. Yea, he reproved kings for their sake, saying, touch not mine anointed and do my prophets no harm. Stand up, church. Say it very loud. I am untouchable by the enemy. No, say it very well. Say, because I am under the blood, I am under a covenant. God keeps his covenant. Say it. Say it again. God keeps his covenant. Say, I am under the covenant of God. As long as I am under that covenant, no weapon of the enemy fashioned against me shall prosper. Open your mouth and begin to pray that prayer. I am under the blood. I am under the blood. Nothing can stop my progress. Nothing. Nothing. Or nothing. 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 I am untouchable by the enemy. I am unstoppable by the enemy. I am under the covenant. I am under the covenant. Therefore, I shall prosper. I shall prosper. Pray, pray, pray. I shall prosper. I shall prosper.